Alright, I'm live. Johnny's live. Steve's live.
There you go.
Dude, what do you got in there?
Straight, I don't have Coke.
Oh, come on, this is all rum?
Test.
Sip it.
No. This is all rum?
Sip it, I don't have any Coke.
Is this all rum?
Yes.
This is like seven shots.
Do not drink all of that in here.
God. You're fucking with me, seriously. Okay. Are we ready?
We on?
We are live. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Radio Statler, live from Hope Number 9, and we are here in the studio with Mr. Steve Rambam. Welcome, sir.
Good evening.
So we just had your talk on privacy and how it basically doesn't exist anymore.
Correct.
How has that talk evolved over the years?
You know, I've been giving this talk since 1994. And when I first started, privacy invasion was a more analog matter. It was mailing databases and driver's license databases and voter registration and property and things like that. And they weren't all cross-referenced. Everything today is digital. You can press a button and immediately find out where someone lives, where someone works, who their friends are, their date of birth, their social security number, where they go, what they do, their sexual orientation, their politics, their habits, their hobbies. I mean, it's frightening. But having said that, let me say, why do you have that banana there?
That's a valid question. Yeah.
And why did the gentleman who brought me in here, why was he wearing a skirt?
He is.
And why does this other gentleman
that was a
right
kilt,
here,
which he would,
right here,
which he
please,
would argue.
Please,
there you go.
He's wearing,
we also have Johnny Christmas
cat,
in here.
He's wearing cat ears.
Right. They look
so
good, right?
So a guy in a skirt, a guy in cat ears, and a guy with a banana.
Want to ask you a bunch of questions.
I'm frankly feeling a little nervous right now.
Oh,
a little sexually threatened.
There's the banana.
Okay. Well,
I'm no longer the guy with
okay,
the banana.
So,
now
so,
we're playing hide
so
the banana.
Okay, hide the banana, yes. Getting rid of the banana is a positive step, but what are we doing about the guy in the skirt and the guy in the cat ears?
We locked the guy in the skirt out. Now you're just
okay.
Left with the guy in the cat ears.
Explain those cat ears to me.
They're just cat ears. There's nothing to explain.
Okay, and do you think you're a cat?
No.
Are you sure?
If I thought I was a cat, I wouldn't be speaking into a microphone. I would maybe be meowing on the floor.
You're welcome to do that.
I know, but I don't. Because I don't think I'm a cat.
You see, this is just basic background investigation.
Sure.
Why is this man wearing cat ears? Inquiring minds want to know.
Now, what could you tell me about me now that you've given me that line of questioning?
You're a pretty goddamn weird guy. No question about it. Okay, so getting back to serious things, the difference between my talk in 94 and my talk right now in 2012 is that everything is digital. You can press a button and immediately access all of this data.
Sure.
Before, look, when I started as an investigator in 81, and I'm kind of like an old guy, if you wanted to reverse a phone number, you had to use a Kohl's or a Hanes or a Polk's or contact a contact at the phone company. Now, if I want to trace even a non-published number, it's a matter of 30 seconds.
Now, as...
By the way, those cat ears are freaking me out.
Now, is that
attaboy.
Something...
Because it's you.
Attaboy.
There you go. All right.
Now, is that strictly in terms of what capabilities you have as an investigator, or is that information that anybody with the right skill set can obtain?
That's a really good question. Look, I have access to things as an investigator that other people don't.
Sure.
I have contacts as a 30-year investigator and working overseas that other people don't.
Sure.
Having said that, the truth is that there are people who practice what's known colloquially as Google foo that can pretty much get about 75% of what I can get. If I want to know about you through OSINT, open source intelligence,
right,
I can probably find out your name, your address, your phone number,
sure,
your date of birth, your social security number, where you work, who you hang out with, your religious preferences, your sexual preferences, your political preferences, and so on and so on and so on, because you have probably found no reason to hide that information.
And indeed, I know in my case, a lot of my information is, my Twitter feed is not locked.
That's exactly right.
I have my Facebook privacy settings, so you have to be
friend and whatnot. You think you do.
Well, okay. Yeah. Well, elaborate on that, because that's something that
in truth, any good investigator can get to any Facebook or Twitter or MySpace or Flickr or any other social networking account. And I have to tell you that when I background somebody, the first thing I do is I suck down every bit of the stuff that they have stupidly. And I have to add, anybody who has a detailed Facebook timeline is a moron.
Okay.
Let's face it, is an absolute moron. The first thing that I do as an investigator is I access that information.
Sure.
By the way, I want to say that the people at Radio Statler have given me just a horrendously large shot of rum here, which I am much too smart to drink down.
I think it's whiskey, but yeah, it's still pretty intoxicating.
Okay, booze. Actually, not bad.
Yeah. Cheers.
So just so you know, folks, there are benefits to doing these crazy interviews.
We do try to take care of our guests here at Radio Statler.
Totally.
Just in terms of like what your average person can find out. Granted, as an investigator, you're privy to more information. You have access to more information.
Well, let me interrupt you for a second.
Please do.
What you need to understand is, cyberspace is not the be all and end all. We get a ton of stuff from people's OSINT, open source intelligence. We get a ton of stuff from proprietary databases. But at the end of the day, we have to go out and be investigators. We have to go and go into, you know, for lack of a better way to put it, I'll put it the way that your listeners are going to understand it. We have to go into meat space. We have
sure.
to talk to your neighbors. We have to talk to your employers.
Sure.
We have to talk to your family members. So we have to do it in kind of a tricky way.
Oh, sure. Basically social engineering.
It's not basically. Exactly.
Okay.
But occasionally we just go straightforward and say, we're investigators. We are investigating X. What can you tell us about that person? And I have to tell you, people are eager to talk. I mean,
interesting.
Frankly, you can't shut some people up.
Okay, so mind who you're hanging around and what you're telling to whom, then.
I'm sorry?
So mind in terms of, like, if you're trying to, if you're concerned you might be under investigation or whatever, just in general, mind who you're speaking, be aware of who you're speaking to and what you're saying.
Well, you know, I have to say, it's hard to put the genie back in the bottle.
Sure.
If I want to investigate you, the first thing I would do is cyberspace, open source intelligence. I would pull your Facebook and your Twitter and your MySpace and your Flickr, et cetera, profiles. I would get all of that information, and that would lead me to the people that I want to talk to in the real world.
Right.
And I would go and talk to those people, and I would gather intelligence, and then I would reach out to proprietary databases. I would run your social security number and your credit information and your banking information and real property and lawsuits and criminal and so on and so forth. And then I would take that entire file, which at that point I have to tell you would be about 50 to 100 pages, and I would look at it, and then I would go back and I would re-interview people and go back into open source intelligence.
Okay.
You know, if you have a good balance between the real world and cyberspace, you can get everything, and I mean everything there is to know about someone, who their friends are, who their family are, where they live, where they work, their political beliefs, their religious orientation, their sexual orientation, what books they read, what movies they watch. It's actually rather frightening. It's actually rather un-American, frankly.
So, okay, let's look at this in terms of what people might be able to proactively do. I mean, is there anything or is it just...
You know,
you can't put the
genie back in the bottle. I've said that before.
Sure.
Whatever information you have released out there, it's gone.
Right.
It's in so many locations, you can never find it and yank it back.
Right.
Having said that...
In terms of, like, someone say, okay, as of today, I realize I've got all these pictures.
Right.
I've got all these pictures.
I've made all these tweets.
You can stop tweeting. You can
That's exactly right.
Look, should people stop doing?
Let me give you a perfect example.
Their internet footprint.
What the hell is going on with check-ins? I don't understand that either. Yeah.
I'm with you on that one.
So you check in
from... I know people who check in at home. They check into their home.
By the way, as an investigator, I got to say to those people, thank you, morons. You make my life so much easier. Listen, nobody cares you're at the 7-Eleven. Nobody cares you're at Mario's Pizza. Nobody cares you're bowling for the next 45 minutes. I mean, I'm sorry.
Unless I'm trying to rob you, in which case, as you say, thank you.
Well, right.
I know you're not home.
Right. Well,
particularly if you're checking into home.
By the way... You know, there's actually a case where people went onto Facebook, found out that people were on vacation and robbed their homes.
I have no doubt.
In Boston, it happened about a dozen times. Look, the truth is, you have to be sensible. You have to be reasonable. Is it really important for you to check in from a movie theater? Does anybody really give a shit what book you're reading or, you know, 100 other innocuous things? If you want to maintain your privacy, if you want to keep people from potentially, not certainly, but potentially do you harm, think about it. Who cares about this stuff?
No, you're absolutely right. Well, like, I'll check into a movie theater because a lot of the people that I'm friends with on Facebook, I try to be reasonable about it. I only do it on Facebook.
Okay, you
do
understand your Facebook check-ins never disappear.
Yes.
So if I want to know where you were 4 months ago, and it says at the movie theater, I know where you were 4 months ago.
Now, how might that work against me? But then again,
if you're claiming you're elsewhere.
Okay.
Look.
Well, then
understand something.
Right.
There's such a thing as too much information.
Oh, absolutely.
Unimportant information, stupid information, and the ultimate, who gives a shit?
Sure.
By the way, I'm sorry to take this from a family PG broadcast.
Oh, no, you can curse as much as you want on here.
To an R broadcast.
No.
But truly, who gives a shit? I mean, why do you think it's important to say, I'm at the movie theater? Who do you really think cares?
I can answer that one because, as I said, a lot of the friends that I have on Facebook are the core of why we're all friends is movies.
Okay.
So for us, it's a...
Are they going to drop everything and come to the movie theater?
Well, no. Most of them are. I don't even live anywhere near me.
Okay. So tell me the benefit to them or to you to saying that.
It creates a point of discussion for us to have about, hey, what did you think about that movie?
Okay.
Afterwards?
So if you say later, a day later, a week later, hey, I saw Citizen Kane.
Okay.
That's your point of discussion. Again, who gives a shit that you were at the movie theater at 11:32 on Saturday night?
Okay, so your point might... So, if I understand your point...
What is the purpose
forget
of
the
you...
Forget the check-in. Just say, about to go see a movie? Or
Not
I,
even. Why?
I
Why?
Saw...
About to go see a movie. Is somebody going to join you there?
Okay.
Is somebody going to give you a tip about that movie? Is somebody going to give you a coupon for that movie? What is the actual benefit to you? Here's the thing. Facebook suckers people into posting their entire life. But if you think about it, what is the value to you of that post, of that tweet, of that check-in?
Right. I mean, I do try to keep that in mind.
Okay, I got a right out of you?
Oh, no, I'm agreeing with a lot of what you're saying. I'm just trying to...
If you're going to a movie,
right.
Go to the movie. If it's a great movie, if it's The Deer Hunter, one of my favorite movies, which should tell you a lot about me, actually. You know, if you go to see The Deer Hunter, 2 days later, you can say, I went to see The Deer Hunter. Oh, my God, that scene where he doesn't shoot the deer after he'd been in Vietnam and shot all of those Vietnamese, what's the significance of that? You know, check in and tell me. That's cool, but I'm at the movie theater. I'm seeing The Deer Hunter.
Not narrowing it down, so saying, just bringing it up as a topic of conversation in the abstract
Here's what I'm saying. Let's be realistic. Nobody gives a shit where you are right now. Nobody cares what you're doing. The only people that care what you're doing and that find some benefit in a constant posting of your activity are the people who are sucking your life out from you. Google Plus, Facebook Timeline, Twitter. How does this help you? How does this benefit you? How does this serve your friends or your family?
The one thing that does come to mind is being able to, particularly on Facebook or Twitter, is being able to look back. Like, when did I see that movie? Was it
okay,
April
you know
or
what?
March or whatever?
How does that help you? What does that do for you? You know that you saw the movie. You know that you had a certain reaction to that movie. How's it significant when you saw it?
Well, I can see that might not be
the best. Unless you're trying to find an alibi for a bank robbery.
Well, certainly nobody listening to this show would be doing that.
I got a laugh out of this guy behind me. See this guy over my shoulder? He thought that was funny.
Yeah.
There you go, Bubba.
I enjoyed the...
Get on mic, dude.
Talk to this guy. Get on the camera.
Okay, well, you see, the way I figure...
Introduce yourself.
I'm Jeff.
Okay, Jeff.
Okay.
What do you got?
Okay.
Last name and social security number, please?
That's not going to happen, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just checking.
Okay, all right. You nearly got me there, but not quite.
Cheers.
And, I'm a Facebook user, and actually Facebook uses me, as you so aptly
yes,
point out.
Yes, correct.
And, you know, eventually I figure it's probably the case would be worm food, lots of us, so I say, you know what? I like being food.
By the way, the big problem when you're worm food?
Yeah.
Is who controls your Facebook page? That's actually a big legal issue right
now.
That
is a very interesting issue.
Yeah.
Wow, I'd never thought of that, actually.
But
No. There's a big issue right now about being able to take over your dead family members' Twitter and Facebook and whatever. Yeah, it's a big issue right now.
But in the meantime, I figure I...
By the way, if you're planning to kill yourself or die or something like that in the near future, you can appoint me as your... executor of your estate, and I will do absolutely horrendous things with your Facebook page.
I will certainly keep that generous offer in mind.
Thank you.
As will I.
I think for me...
Well, we've got our eye on you.
I enjoy being food for advertisers.
I'm out there. I'm
large
easy to
corporate
find.
Entities. It gives me a kind of vicarious thrill and satisfaction to know
okay,
that...
Okay, let me ask you something.
Yes.
You go and eat pizza.
Yeah.
You tweet about it.
I do. I post about my
toppings. Who do you think gives a flying you-know-what?
People that also eat pizza is what I figure.
People that eat pizza.
Yeah.
So the whole
world...
The whole world cares about
not
what you're doing.
Yeah, personally,
not
I don't
the
give,
whole world.
Personally, I don't give a damn about people Instagramming what they're eating at the moment.
Yeah. But
Instagram is a whole nother...
I skim through half my Twitter feed.
Instagram is a whole nother discussion, by the way.
Right. I wouldn't post it for the whole world to see. See, that's different. It's Facebook. See, you can do many different things with Facebook.
Okay. How do you like your pizza?
Usually thin crust, light cheese.
Pizza with mushrooms.
Oh, I usually get
pineapples.
I usually get chicken, maybe pepperoni on it.
Okay, let me advise you something. Nobody gives a fuck.
See, I'm not certain about that. In fact, I think
there's a whole community of
pizza eaters out there, like myself, that enjoy considering other
toppings.
Where's the camera?
Okay, hold on. Pizza eaters, we want to hear from you. Do you really care what he eats? If not, send them
You know you want to know what those toppings are like, so you could ask. See, that's the beauty of posting about it.
Okay, let me just
the value of testimonial is not to be underestimated in advertising.
I'm not a Christian, I'm Jewish, but let me just say, pineapple on pizza, venial sin.
A pineapple on pizza is an essential topping.
This man is a severely disturbed person. And
it's true.
You need to do that. Hold on. Let them see your face.
It's true. I always get pineapple.
Don't let your children date him. He eats pineapple on pizza. Okay, you're good.
Okay.
Anything else I can advise your daughters on?
Good.
I can't believe it. He's eating pizza now. Yeah, if you saw this, he's got peaches on it. He's got pepperoni on it. This man is a mentally disturbed person.
Well, see, but I'm not arguing that point.
Show them your
pizza. I'm just arguing that it's worthwhile to post on Facebook.
Now, you had mentioned something about Instagram being a whole other thing. What's that all about?
Oh, my God. Explain it. Explain the value of Instagram to me.
I don't use it, so I can't. I don't get it either.
You know, everybody bows out when I say, tell me the genuine value to your life of this. Do you have a Twitter feed?
I do.
How often do you tweet? Every day?
No.
Really?
Really. Actually.
Okay, so you're one of the smarter people.
Actually, I was listening to one of your previous talks, and that sort of actually made me think, wait a minute, I don't need to be... after that, I'm like...
The funniest thing...
I trimmed it down.
Let me just say, the funniest thing was when I spoke in 2000...
You're making a difference, sir.
Yeah, when I spoke in 2008, and I said, Twitter's a bad guy. Twitter reveals everywhere you are and everything you do. The funniest thing, everybody in the room tweeted about it.
I love Twitter.
You love Twitter?
I love Twitter. I like to tweet my thoughts.
This is our generation's Unabomber. He eats pizza.
You're not supposed to give it away
that. Oh, my God. There's something wrong with this guy. He eats pizza with
pineapple on it.
B, he finds value in Twitter.
Oh, yes.
What is wrong with you?
Tweedo ergo sum.
Where are you from?
South Florida originally.
And before that?
South Florida originally.
And before that?
Ancestry.
No. I mean, you're clearly from someplace far outside of the American scheme.
No. I just have no regionalism, so there's no distinct accent.
Okay, mothers, take your daughters and hide them when he appears. This is not a suitable mate. He's a Twitter fan. He eats pizza with pineapple.
With pineapple.
And I'm sure we can find out other disgusting,
You should be my friend on Facebook.
Yeah, that's going to happen. That's going to happen.
Is Steven even on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm like the groundhog. I see my shadow. I post. And I disappear for three more weeks.
So I take it you basically... I don't want to put words in your mouth or anything. So do you mostly use it then to read what your friends are saying?
It's what we call in the investigative community a live and well announcement.
Okay.
It's like, hey, I'm still here. Everything's cool. I'll post again in 4 weeks.
Okay, so you're literally only going on like once a month to just... check in.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much.
So you're not even going on to read what your friends are saying.
Let me just say, Helen, this is a note to Helen, who's on Facebook. Helen, I haven't been avoiding you. I have been thinking of you. I still do not eat pizza with pineapple on it. And I'll be in touch with you right after the Hope Conference.
Okay. Very lucky lady.
Are we good?
I have nothing else to say.
I'm sorry?
Oh, I have nothing else to say, unless it's on Twitter or Facebook.
You realize this guy's not wearing pants, right?
It's a lie. I wear pants.
Stand
all
up
the
and
time.
Show him your pants. See, he pulled them. Oh, see that? He's pulling them back up.
Lesser of two evils.
He is wearing a pink thong.
I'm even willing.
He is wearing a pink thong and a matching camisole.
See, the beauty of Facebook and Twitter is you could post a picture of yourself wearing pants, and this establishes in some sense that you were wearing them at that time. See, think about it.
Well, at that time, but not right now. Well, come on, show him the thong.
I refuse.
Show him the thong and the pink camisole.
I flatly refuse. I'm afraid I'm not going to do it. Not here, anyway. But if you follow me on Twitter, you never know.
Lesser of two evils, Facebook or Google Plus? Or are they both equally bad?
Oh, my God. It's like Hitler or Stalin.
Really?
Oh, my God. I mean, guys, sadly, I'm going to be serious just for a second.
That is so sad.
There is no legitimate reason for anyone to have a Facebook timeline, a Google Plus account, a Twitter feed. I mean, call your friends directly. Why would you go through a third party that gets to gobble up your data and abuse you?
Well, even through email or whatnot, that's still going through a third party that's able to cache it or monitor it.
You have a mail server, they have a mail server. There's laws. When you use Twitter, when you use Facebook, when you use Google+, the terms of service are just frightening. You give up everything.
What of the philosophical position that if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear?
Everybody has something to hide. B, everyone will have something to hide potentially in the future. If I'm going to an abortion clinic, if I'm going to a mosque, if I'm going to a synagogue, if I'm going to a church, if I'm going to a demonstration, if I'm going to a anything,
right?
How is that somebody's business?
In some sense, in prior age, you would have to rely on it being reported by third parties. In a sense, it's almost kind of a self-reporting. If you live or intend to live any kind of even semi-public life, it almost behooves you to go ahead and self-publish rather than rely on some third party to do it for you. I look at it a little bit like that.
Yeah.
And this is from a guy wearing a thong.
That's a malicious rumor, actually. I'm not going to confirm or deny it because that would seem like, you know, lend plausibility.
By the way, not just a thong, a pink thong.
I believe fuchsia, actually, but I'm definitely
fuchsia?
Not going to confirm or deny that. I'm just clarifying in the hypothetical.
Okay, mothers, tell your daughters, man wearing pink thong, not suitable.
I'm not arguing with you.
We're getting some accusations in the chat about...
There's a chat?
No offense, old guy versus modern guy.
Oh, that's totally true.
It's very fair, though.
That's totally true. It's very fair. Yeah. You know, I remember children... when I had to walk hours through the snow with an acoustic coupler in one hand and a giant terminal in the other hand to find a payphone that wasn't being monitored to connect my acoustic coupler and hack. So I remember walking through the snow to do this.
The good old
days. You kids have it so easy. So easy. Tor.
I knew that would come out.
Tor and multiple connections.
And BitTorrent.
And Ethernet and BitTorrent, yes.
And that digital currency, which shall remain nameless, and gigabyte Ethernet.
I was oppressed with 2,400 baud acoustic couplers.
But what if you had had Facebook in that day? Would you have not? Would it not have been?
Oh, are you kidding me? I would have sucked all that shit down and used it for my investigations.
Even before you were an investigator?
I've been an investigator since I'm like 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Yeah. I was checking people out in preschool.
That's how you know they were wearing thongs even back then.
Well, you know, there was always a big question about the safety pin on the diaper. You know. Okay, so tell me, what are they, oh, there's more. What are they saying?
Let's see. People talking about the.
Are they being mean?
Actually, somebody say. Okay, I've got an. Somebody's commenting how they deleted their MySpace after a few years, and I will one day do the same thing with my Facebook. You cannot delete your Facebook account.
Okay, here's what you need to know.
It only logs you off because
No, that's not true. Yeah. You can delete your Facebook. Facebook, being the Zucker scumbags they are,
don't they just like cache it forever or something?
No, they cache it for 18 months.
Yeah. Okay,
it takes.
After that, it's of no financial value to them. Because you could be, you know, on the planet Jupiter. They don't know.
So conceivably, I could
delete. But understand, by deleting your Facebook page, you remove it from open source intelligence. Facebook still has the intel, but
right.
The planet does not. And that's priceless.
Yeah, because we all need to know what pizza we're eating.
Right.
Okay.
Among right. Among other things, like movies.
But anything else?
Theoretically.
Come on, I want to see that thing scroll up.
So theoretically, one could just say, I'm done with Facebook, and 18 months later, they'd be in the clear?
Well, if you delete your Facebook profile pretty much instantly, you are safe from Google Foo.
Okay.
And OSINT. Or
what about,
open source intelligence.
What about your more sophisticated searching... things,
you're screwed for about a year and a half, but after that, it kind of disappears too. Now, mind
okay,
you, the people
well, that's good news.
Now, mind you, the people that suck down Facebook pages and buffer it in their own offline hard drives,
uh-huh.
You're screwed. But I got to tell you, the number of people who do that, like me, governmental entities, people like that, are tiny, tiny.
Yeah. Well, and they would have to have a reason to focus
okay,
on
some,
you.
Something scrolled up. I'm watching that thing pop up.
Hi guys. Steve, any last words on your presentation, and can we get the presentation file? That's 2600 business in terms of the file. They'll put it up whenever it's ready.
Say what?
I think they're asking when can we get the audio.
Oh yeah, I'm going to take the keynote presentation. It's Mac keynote. You can export it as a PDF. I'm going to export it as a PDF, and I'm going to give it to Emmanuel.
Okay,
I assume he's going to post it online.
Okay, so great. Well, we should have a copy of all your slides and whatnot.
Yeah, exactly right.
Okay, excellent.
I mean, they're hardly secret. They're on the freaking DVD.
Okay. Are they, do you have a website or anything like that where
what
you
do
might
you
post
think?
It? Probably not, but I thought I'd ask.
No,
anyway.
Actually, I do have a website. It's pallorium.com. pallorium.com.
Okay. What all sorts of things can we find there? Like good.
None of your business.
Go there and find out, folks. Go, 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 go.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Steve. It's been a
pleasure.
So kill
it so I can safely stand up and nobody can see that I'm wearing a thong.
Okay. Thanks again to Steve Ramon for joining us here at Radio Statler. We return you now to our concert that's going on downstairs.
Our regularly scheduled broadcast.
Night, folks.